Ha-mitzvah shehi perish ha-Torah lo k'sava ela tziva bo l'zkenim l'Yoshua u'l'shar kol Yisrael. Shenema eskal l'dovar asher anokim tzava eschem oso sish v'lasos lo sol seifa lo v'lo sigra mimenu. Folklore. So the story is told about the person who wrote Noach with seven mistakes. Noach mit sieben Greisen. So not the final of mistakes, but this is one line in the Rambam with so many kashas. So many kashas. Now, when the Rambam says v'ha mitzvah, so we know what he means, right? He's referring to the pasuk of v'et l'luchas l'luchas ha'evan v'ha'tar v'ha mitzvah. And he told us, again, in line 3 in the Frankel Tfus, he told us that u'mitzvah zeh perusha. So we know that the mitzvah is the perush ha'Torah. If the Rambam would have said ha mitzvah, there would have been no ambiguity as to what he was referring to. So why does he say again, Shashi'i Perish HaTorah? The Pasuk says, Asher Anochi Mitzave Eschem, right? Mitzave Es. When the Baruch Hu says the Adam HaRishon, Hamina Eitz Asher Tzivi Sicha. Right? So why does the Rambam say Lizakena? Now the Rambam makes a statement here about Torah Shebal Peh. Right? A mitzvah she perish HaTorah, which is Nikris Torah Sheval Peh, as he told us earlier and is about to amplify shortly. So the Rambam is telling us something about the Torah Sheval Peh, and he quotes this pasuk. So this pasuk is talking about Torah Sheval Peh, and that seems like a pretty reasonable inference. Now, Keseder, if you take a look, the closest one is if you take a look here in the Minyan Mitzvah HaKotzer, at the beginning of the Yad, if you take a look at Mitzvah Losa, say, Shin Yud Gimel. You see what I was saying? Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel in the Mitzvah Losa, say. So the Rambam writes, Shelo lehosef al Mitzvah HaTorah, bein Torah Shebachsav, ubein beperusha shekiblu al peh. Agav, that phrase, exactly encapsulates what we spoke about last week, right? That the Torah Shebal Peh doesn't define the Chefetz. The Chefetz is Perush. Torah Shebal Peh defines the Ofen HaMesira, the Ofen HaKabbal. That's exactly what the phrase is here. Bein b'Torah Shebasav, bein b'Perusha shekiblu al peh. Shenema eskol ador she'anochi mitzav v'eschem. Oso sishmu lasos losos havalav. And then mitzvah shen yidal, chelo ligra mimenu. So the Rambam says Mufurish that the Pasuk is talking about Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebal Peh. So how is the Pasuk mashma that it's purely Bal Peh if it's talking about Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebal Peh? Right? The Isser of Bal Tosef is a person, a Navi, anyone can't come and add a Pasuk to the Torah Shebal Peh. You can't add a word to the Torah Shebal Peh. You can't add a letter to the Torah Shebal Peh. Also, no one, neither a Navi nor any other individual, can come and add a Perush HaMekubal and say that Ribbono Shel Olam gave me this Perush HaMekubal as to what a Pasuk means. So the Pasuk is clearly talking about both Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebal Peh. The Rambam is Mefurish, right? Bein B'Torah Shebachsav, Bein B'Torah Shebal Peh. So how is the Rambam in the Hagdama saying that there's a Mashmoas here in the Pasuk that Lok Sava? There can't be a Mashmoas that it's only Torah Shebal Peh when the Rambam himself, many times, and once is enough obviously, but multiple times the Rambam's going to quote this Pasuk of Al-Tosef Maltigra as Bein Torah Shebachsav, Bein Torah Shebal Peh. The first time he said it was if you look in the Yud Gimel Ikar in the Hagdam to Parak Chelek, he also quotes this pasuk. He's going to quote it again later in Parak Tes of Yisodei HaTorah. Dovaboru mufurish baTorah shehi mitzvah omedes laolam olam elamim ein la lo shinui velo giraon velo tosefes. Shanama Eskola Dovish and Nokim Tsava Eskam also Sishman Lasos Lasose Fala Vosigra Mimenu. Again in Hilchos Mamnah, but Kaseda. And then the last kasha, again, v'hamitzvah shehi perush haTorah lo k'sava el tziva bo. Should have been tziva osa. He commanded it. What's bo? So most of these questions are interrelated. I'm not sure that they all are, but most of them are. The one that Kimaduma may sort of be a separate question and touch upon a separate sugya, and then the other question is, There are two psukim about Tosef in the Torah, right? In Parshas Va'aschanan and Parshas Re'e. And Parshas Va'aschanan and Parshas Re'e. The Rambam Keseder is quoting the second pasuk. Eiskol adav v'sha anochi mitzav v'eschem oso sish v'la'asos v'sosef ala v'sikva mimenu is in Parshas Re'e. Earlier in Parshas Va'aschanan, the pasuk says, Lo so sifo al adava shanochi mitzav eschem hayom, velo sigu umimenu. Lishmos mitzvos Hashem alakechem. How's it going? Lo so sifo al adava perik dalet in dvarim. Lo so sifo al adava shanochi mitzav eschem hayom lo sigu umimenu. Lishmos mitzvos Hashem alakechem. Someone have the pasuk. Okay, yeah, good. So why does the Rambam bypass the pasuk in Parshas Va'aschanan? Why does he always opt for the pasuk in Parshas Re'e? Again, that question, again, you talk in that question is touches upon a separate sugya. And that's why the question is not just here in the Hakdom. It's everywhere. When the Rambam is quoting the Psukim, he goes for the Pasuk in Parshas Re'e. So perhaps as follows. Again, there's... We'll see. This isn't... I don't know, it could be this is pshat, it's not poshut, but could be it's pshat nonetheless. Not poshut for other reasons, but... One difference between the two psukim is that the pasuk in Parshas Re'e is also sifa al hadova asher anochi mitzav eschem. And here the pasuk is es kol hadova. Yitachen that the Rambam learns pshat that kol hadavar refers to the Torah as a whole, and that's certainly the context in which the Rambam is always citing the pasuk. He's talking about the Torah as a whole, right? Hamitzvah she perish haTorah lo kosva, el tziva ba lezkenim leYosher leShalko Yisrael. He's talking about all of Torah, kol adava, kol adava, kol adava refers to the entire corpus of Torah. Again, hein bechsav, hein beperusha shekibalnu bal peh. Now, the emphasis is Bal Tosef on the whole Torah and Bal Tosef on a particular mitzvah is really Hanuhach. If you make Bal Tosef, if you have Chomesh Parshas Betvilin, if you have a fourth bracha in Birkas Kohanim, if you have Chomesh Tzitzios, so it's Bal Tosef in a particular mitzvah, but if you have Bal Tosef in a particular mitzvah, it's also Bal Tosef in Kol HaTorah Kul. So Bal Tosef in Kol HaTorah Kul is not just if Boda mitzvah milibo, he invents a new mitzvah, but it's also anytime there would be Bal Tosef in a mitzvah protest, it's also Bal Tosef in Kol HaTorah Kul. But that notwithstanding, there is L'chora Dinim of Bal Tosef, which relate to Bal Tosef within a mitzvah potus. What does that mean? So, for instance, as follows. I mean, this is a Gemara in Menachos, but we'll look at it from the Rambam. But it's a Gemara in Perek HaTcheles in Menachos. So the Rambam quotes the din in Hilchos Tzitzis. Yeah. Hitil tzitzis al tzitzis. Right? The Gemara is the case of hitil tzitzis l'mutalas. Meaning you have an abakanfis, which is mitzuyetzas. You have a talis, which is mitzuyetzas kehilchasa. And then you go ahead and you put on one of the kanfis. It could be more than one of the kanfis, but one of the kanfis. So you put next to the tzitzis you have, you put another set of tzitzis. Hitel and mutalis. So hitel tzitzis al tzitzis. What's the din? Im niskab perikam falachatazvav. Im niskabin levatelos harishona. If you intended all along that this is going to be a replacement for the one that's there. I don't know, the one that's there is getting old, it's yellowed, whatever. So you want to replace it with fresh tzitzis. Whatever his reason is, whatever his kavanah is. Im niskaven levantel sarishona, so mater sarishona ochotcha, you either untie it or you cut it off, ukshera. And the talis is a kosher talis. However, v'im niskaven lahosef, but well, let's say no. When it was matel and mutalis, his kavanah was no. He's going to have two sets of tzitzios on one of the arba kanfis. So then, afal pishachata chachas mishtan, even though subsequently he does the same thing, and he does cut one of the two off, harezu psula. Why? Shaharek shahosif pasal hakol, since when he did it with the kavanas hosafa, so baltosif is not only an isser, baltosif is also a posel. Right? It's not only that a person is over an issa through Baal Tosef, it's also a posel. A posel even in the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. So then, since Harek Shehosef posel Alkol Ukshehitir Ochata HaTosefes Nimtza HaNisho Nasim En HaOsoi. So then you're left with a psul of Tasev Lom En HaOsoi. Right? You can't be machshir the tzitzis by doing anything other than putting tzitzis on it. So for instance, you can't put tzitzis on the baguette before it has avakanfis. You can't, in the sewing process, if right now you only have three corners, you can't put tzitzis on it because that's not putting tzitzis on a baguette. So then when you'll add the fourth corner, and then by adding the fourth corner, then that makes these meaningful. So that's what also on tzitzis. So it has to be an asiyah, not tasev alomina osli. So here too, since the Baal Tosef is posel, so when he'll then cut off one of the extras, so it will be left with a psul of tasev alomina osli. So the point is that hagam, that Baal Tosef, again, refers to the Torah b'chlalusa. And in referring to the Torah b'chlalusa, it means both macro and micro. It means adding a mitzvah entirely. It would mean, the Ramban al Torah says that, Rashi and Rosh Hashanah says it. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah quotes from the Torah's Kohanim that Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'mata lehem Odim kiyak mikem korban l'Hashem. Then v'samach yada al Rosh Ha'olah. So Dabe el b'nei Yisrael, v'samach yada al Rosh Ha'olah. So the Taras Kohanim says, at the very beginning of Taras Kohanim, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah quotes it, that b'nei Yisrael somkhan v'ein b'nos Yisrael somkhas. And Rav Yossi says, no, b'nos Yisrael, that's Rabbi Yehuda. And Rav Yossi says, b'nos Yisrael somkhas b'shus. So the question is, what's Rabbi Yehuda's objection to noshim somkhas? So Rashi says, it's Baal Tosef. Rashi says, because if they're part of a mitzvah, so for the Isha to do it means she's adding a mitzvah. Okay, so most of the Rishonim say that we pass like Rabbi Yossi, which is why even if you learn that pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rav in Toras Kohanim says, no one thinks that's Baal Tosef. She's not making up a mitzvah. She's volunteering for a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. It's Baal Tosef if you make up a mitzvah. It's not Baal Tosef if you volunteer for a mitzvah from which you're part. And Rashi thinks no. Rashi thinks that point is a machlokes for Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. But either way, you see from Rashi, what's shani b'machlokes is whether or not it's Baal Tosef when someone who's potter is volunteering for the mitzvah. But that the yisod, that adding a mitzvah is also Baal Tosef. You see that clearly from Rashi, and you see it from the Ramban al Torah says it also. I think maybe the Ramban's in Parshas Vastan, and he says if Bodo Chag Milibo, Bodo Yom Tov Milibo, he says it's Bel Tosef, and the Rashba in Rosh Hashanah Tazayin says it also, because the Rashba in Rosh Hashanah says that every Gzeira Derabba, why isn't that Bal Tigra? So it's not just if you have three Parshios in Tefillin, or three Minim in the Lulav, but when you uproot a mitzvah entirely, so Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra are parallel. Fine, so Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra is on the macro level. You add a mitzvah, subtract a mitzvah to the Torah b'chlalusa. It's also on the micro level. Again, Chamesh, Parshios, B'tfillin, Chamesh, Minim, B'lulav, etc. But that's really Hainuhah, because if you change mitzvahs a little bit, it's also about Tosef on the macro level, on the Torah as a whole. But then, and you're talking that all of that is in Parshios Re'eh, according to the Rambam, because it's Kol Adova. Because Kol Adova is referring to the Torah as a whole. Lo so siva Adova, sh'anofim tzav ve'eschem, is telling us that no, there's also a din of Bal Tosef in terms of how it affects the mitzvah pratis. That as a mitzvah pratis, Bal Tosef is a chalos in the mitzvah pratis also, in that, again, minimally, that it's a posel, right? That's a different the dimension of the parsha of Bal Tosef. That's what L'chari would appear from the Rambam. To be aware of, I don't know, one has to decide whether to label this a question or just to be aware of, the Gaon in Aderes Elio basically says the opposite. The Gaon in Aderes Elio says that the way he explains the fact that you have, again, he's not commenting on the Rambam, the way he explains the fact that you have two psukim is he says that in Parshas Vaschanan, the Torah is referring to the Isser to add a mitzvah to Mitzvah Satorah, to have a 614th, or to reduce it to 612. And in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah is talking about adding within a mitzvah. And he says that's Mashman Chazal, because the drasha about not having Chamesh Tzitzios, not having Chamesh Minim Belulav, etc., is in the Sifri in Parshas Re'eh. Not in the Sifri, in Parshas Va'eschanan. One of the klolim, again, so is that a question of what we said, or was that just to be aware of? I don't know, but one of the klolim, again, obviously, if it was the Gaon's own, so then it clearly wouldn't be a question. So the Gaon says one thing, the Rambam says another thing. That's not a question. But the Gaon points out how that works out in the Sifri. So is that a question, what we're saying? But maybe not. One of the klolim, which the Achronim point out in the Rambam, is that the Rambam will, if it doesn't make a difference l'dina, the Rambam will quote a different pasuk than Chazal quote as a mokah for a din. If it doesn't, again, if it doesn't happen after Mina Ladina, and there are many, many examples where the Rambam does that. We'll quote a different pasuk than Chazal quote. So that's why maybe what the Gaon says in Aderes Elio, maybe that isn't the question on what we're saying in the Rambam. Okay, that's in terms of, again, the broader question of why the Rambam always opts for the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. What about, again, the various questions just here? In some ways, the most vexing question is the fact that everywhere else the Rambam says that Bal Tosef Bal Tigra, again from this pasuk, is both Torah Shavuchsav and Torah Shavalpeh. So how are you saying pshat over here that this is proving something about what Moshe Rabbeinu did with Torah Shavalpeh when the pasuk is talking about both, which he didn't do with Torah Shavuchsav, when it's talking about both Torah Shavuchsav and Torah Shavalpeh? So perhaps as follows. The word tziva. So we define and translate as commanded, which is obviously correct. But on the other hand, it's also 100% clear that's not the only meaning of the word. But the word tziva has multiple meanings. So a closely related but distinct meaning, very closely related but distinct. So let's say you find the Gemara in Brachos actually quotes this pasuk earlier when in the story with Chizkiyahu HaMelech and Yeshayahu HaNavi. So something like Bayom and Mahem or something, Chala Chizkiyahu or Chala Chizkiyahu Lomos. And Yeshayahu comes and tells him, you know, you're going to die. You're not getting better. And what Yeshayahu HaNavi tells him is, Tzav Lebeisko. The Lashon HaPasuk is Tzav Lebeisko. Not Tzav Esbeisko, as in Tzav Esbena Yisrael, Asher Anochi Mitzav Eschem, Amina Eitz Asher Tzivi Sicha. It's Tzav Lebeisko. So there the idiom is not Tzav Es, but it's Tzav Le. What's the pshat? Because clearly what it means is that Yeshayahu is telling Chizkiyahu, you're going to die, so now's the time to give you a tzava. Don't postpone any longer. Now's the time. Kimos Tomos, you're going to die. So how does that explain why it's tzav lebeischa, not tzav esbeischa? If you look in someone was malakate, I think there's more than one volume. I'm only familiar with one volume, but I think he has more than one volume. Someone's malakate tzavaz of Gedol Yisrael. I think he calls it Asher Yitzava. I think the title of the sefer is Asher Yitzava. So one of them is, I think, Tzavaz of Gedol Elita. So obviously, Tzavaz do contain instructions, directives that the person is leaving for his children, grandchildren. But they're not only that. In tzavos, you have sometimes the one writing the tzava, that there's a reflection on life or on his particular life. It's more than just, you know, do this, don't do that. I mean, it is that also, but it's more than do this, don't do that. So a tzava is not commanding someone, but it's giving a tzava to someone. Because it's more than it's... So what is it? And in particular, even those elements which attack a instructive and instructions and directives. So I don't think any of the tzavos say you know, in the morning when you fall tachlon, since you have your fill in your left arm, so make sure you'll do the nefilas apayim in the right arm, and then to mincha, you'll do it on the left arm. So you'll say, well, that's because the Gedol Eitah followed the Gra. The Gra used to do it on the left arm in the morning also when he was wearing his fill. No, I don't think that's the pshat. It's not talking about minutiae, it's talking about yisodos. It's, as it were, that the mitzvah is transmitting a legacy. That's what a tzava represents. And that's why what even again, even those directive elements and those directive components, but they're bigger than a tzivui. It's a tzivui in the sense of orchos chayim, like the Gemara in the fourth paragraph of Amdenu orchos chayim. It's a statement of a legacy that is bequeathed to, as opposed to commanding in the accusative, not Lashon accusation, Lashon grammar, accusative. So you talk in like this. So hear this from us. The Rambam, again, we asked, V'amitzvah shu perish ha-Torah. Why does the Rambam repeat it? It's quite clear that there's nothing ambiguous if the Rambam just says V'amitzvah, because he just quoted the Pasuk, he just told it. So the Rambam says, Haga atzmacha. It's true. You look at the Pasuk, Alei V'amitzvah. It's clear in context that mitzvah refers to the perush, again, which is nikra tarsha balta. That's clear. But haga atzmucha, why didn't the Torah just say, what's the significance of the fact, the Torah, the word biorch is lashon mikra, right? Bar heitev, and sefer dvar. Moshe Rabbeinu explains everything bar heitev. So what's the significance of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say, ve'etna l'chaz l'chaz ha'em v'ha'torah, v'ha'biyur. So l'chaz, it's clear that the fact that the Torah chooses mitzvah, which means perish in this context, but also means more than perish. Right? That's whenever Chazal darshan multiple meanings, and they're telling, so what the point is that yes, the word, the simple meaning of the word is this, but you could have also expressed the simple meaning, maybe in a simpler fashion, which tells you that there are other levels, which this word encapsulates, which maybe the simpler word didn't encapsulate. Says the Rambam, v'hamitzvah shi perish ha-Torah. If the Rambam would have just said ha-mitzvah, I would have thought that's shorthand for perish ha-Torah, which is the way the Torah says it. Or if he would have just said perish ha-Torah, he would have just perish ha-Torah. The Rambam is saying, like, think about it. Why is that? What's the significance of the fact that the perish ha-Torah is referred to as mitzvah? Because it's telling us again both about the Chefza as well as the way it's supposed to be transmitted. The Torah Shebal Peh, again, it's the Tzavo Aluch. It's what's transmitted from generation to generation. In the most personal, again, obviously the moshul of writing the tzavo, obviously the moshul stops there, but that's not a kasha. And in Yitachen as follows. How did the Rambam read the pasuk? So Dovar, again, obviously Lashon Dibur, refers to a Dovar Mesuyam. Torah Shebichsav is a Dovar Mesuyam. It's the words of the Torah Shebichsav. Eis kol ha-davar asher anochi mitzav ve'eschem Mitzaveh means two things here. It means that I'm commanding, hence the Eschem, but it also means that I'm interpreting. So the Eis Kol Adova is Torah Shebichsav, and Asher Anochi Mitzaveh is the Torah Shebichsav. Asher Anochi Mitzaveh Eschem, again, it doesn't mean that I'm commanding you, yes, but it also means more than that. It also means that I'm interpreting the dova that I'm interpreting, Asher Anochi Mitzaveh, as in HaTorah VaMitzvah, as in Vizavachta Kasher Tzivisicha. Eis Kol Adova Asher Anochi Mitzaveh, so it's that I'm commanding, hence Eschem, Tzav Es B'nei Yisrael. But it also means that I'm interpreting. Eis Kol Adova Torah Shebichsav, Asher Anochi Mitzaveh is Torah Shebalpeh. And the sense, again, of it being a tzavo'ah that's transmitted, the Sof HaPosuk, Oso Sishmu Lasos. So what's pshat in Oso Sishmu Lasos as opposed to Oso Ta'asu? So when you have Tishmu, there has to be a drosha. So for instance, in Parshas HaTamid, obviously it's not going to be the same drosha. In Parshas HaTamid, you have Eskob Tzadis B'nai Yisrael V'amata Lehem Eskobani Lachmi L'Yishai Reach Nichochi Tishmeru L'Hakriv Li B'Moado. So it should have said Tekriv Li B'Moado. So Rashi quotes from the Gaon Tainis. No, there has to be a drasha for Tishmeru because it should have said Tekriv Li B'Moado. So Rashi quotes from the Gaon in Tainis Tishmeru, that's how you know that you have to have Ma'amados, you have to have someone who's standing, watching over. But the point is, Tishmeru is telling you that we're talking about something beyond the basic asiya. Again, what the Tishmeru will mean will vary from context. So over here, l'chor, the Tishmeru means to safeguard, because the Pasuk is also talking about the Torah Sheval Peh. So tziva means to command. Tziva also means to, because it's used to represent the Torah Sheval Peh, it means to interpret. It means to interpret. But also, as in Tzav LeBeischa, it also means something which is a legacy transmitted from generation to generation. And the Rambam is operating with all those layers of meaning, and that's what he's calling attention to when he's saying V'hamitzvah shi perish haTorah. Right, the fact that the perish haTorah is referred to as mitzvah and not any other way is telling you something more than just the fact that it's the perish haTorah. Right, the fact that the perish haTorah is mitzvah tells you something about how it's to be transmitted, as in Tzav LeBeischa, which is what the Pasuk talks about, Oso Sishmeru La'asos. Where's the Torah Sheval Peh in the Pasuk? It can't be that the whole Pasuk is Torah Sheval Peh because of all the other Rambams. So that's what we're suggesting, that Eis Kol Adova and Asher Anochi are two different things. Eis Kol Adova is a Dova Mesuyam, as in Vayidava Elokim is HaDvarim HaEla, Ela HaDvarim. And Asher Anochi is that I am interpreting, not just that I am commanding, but also that I am interpreting, which is Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Okay, stop.